Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax, and today I have some unfortunate news to tell you. It is that your steward does not have psychic powers. Your steward is not all-knowing. Your steward is just as ignorant as everybody else, especially me if I'm your steward. So what I mean by that is your steward, in many cases, does not have a way to know that something that is grievance-worthy happened to you. You have to tell them. We get reports if we ask for them. Like when I'm doing the overtime equitability, I get a report that shows what the overtime was that people worked on each day so that I can see if the overtime people got it balanced out. But generally, for me, I'm only looking at the people on the overtime desired list. So if somebody is on the 8 hours only list and they got forced to do overtime, I don't have a way to see that. Unless I happen to be there when it happens, I don't know about it. And that's going to be the case essentially with all of your stewards. Unless they happen upon it, they don't know that your rights are being violated. So in the contract, it says that we have 14 days to file a grievance. And that time is from when the union or the employee became aware of the infraction or should have reasonably been expected to have become aware of it. So if you get mandated to work overtime, that's the day you should have become aware of it, because you know right away, okay, I've just been forced to work overtime and I'm not on the overtime list. That's a grievance. So the next day is day one of those 14 days. And if you don't tell your steward about it, maybe he doesn't find out about it until a week later when he's doing the overtime equitability. Now there's only a week left, and there's a lot that has to be crammed into that week. So the moral of the story here is, if something happens to you that you think might be a grievance, you got to tell your steward. And it's not just overtime violations, although there is that. There's management mistreatment. There's what else do we file? Oh, dude, if you get disciplined, like if management gives you a letter of warning or a 14-day suspension or something like that, you have to give that to your steward immediately, because we only have 14 days to craft an argument, do our investigation, interview anybody we need to interview, and then file that grievance and meet with management. All that has to happen within 14 days. And most of your stewards are going to be carriers also, and so they're out delivering the mail. You know, when a lot of this nonsense is going on, the steward's not even present. So you have to go out of your way, find your steward, tell him what's happening. Now, there may be things that happen to you that you're not sure if it's a grievance or not. And in that situation, just ask. Find your steward and say, hey, this is what happened to me. Is there a grievance here? Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. In the union, we talk about you have gripes and grievances. And what is happening to you may just be a gripe. Like, I don't like the way management sends us text messages. That's just a gripe. That's not a grievance. Management can use the scanner as they see fit. But if they're sending text messages that are inappropriate, like, hey, I need you guys to skip your breaks and everybody clock out by 6 p.m., that is a scanner message that is a grievance, because they're giving you an inappropriate instruction. So with all of these things, if you're not sure, ask your steward. You should have your steward's phone numbers, and you also have the phone number down at the union hall. So don't be afraid to call those people. You're paying their salary, or at least a portion of their salary. If they're down at the union hall, you're paying their whole salary. So again, don't be afraid to call on those people. Ask them, is this a contractual violation? Is this a grievance? This is what happened to me. Or this is what I heard happen to somebody else. Because then the steward can go and investigate it and see like what's actually going on. Oh, and then another thing is like injuries. We have to make sure that management does certain things when an employee gets injured. And management doesn't like to do those things because they look bad when they report all these injuries at their station. So sometimes they'll be lax about that. So if you get injured on the job, you also need to let your steward know, because there are certain steps that have to be taken, and your steward will be able to help with those steps. So tell your steward, is this a grievance? Is this an issue? What's going on? Tell your steward, let them know about it immediately or as soon as possible so that we can handle it as best we can. Thanks for listening, guys. Be safe out there.